And we have been speaking with members of Parliament this week. One of them is David Lammy of the Labour Party. He did not join his party's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, in supporting the early general election. He wants to stop Brexit and wants another referendum on whether the UK should leave the EU. When we talked at Parliament, I asked David Lammy whether any good has come of the Brexit process of sorting out disagreements about Europe and Britain's role in the world.
Well, we have had a debate in the last 3.5 years that we did not have in either the run-up to the referendum or indeed for the 20 years previous. Britain now has the biggest pro-European community. You saw them on the streets on the 19th of October. However, I think this has been an unedifying period. It really began with the murder of Joe Cox, a sitting MP in our country. Our country is horribly divided. It seems to have been captured by a Trumpian minority determined to drive Britain in a particular direction, taking all the tricks from Donald Trump, Steve Bannon and others. That is not a way to bring the country together. And I have to say, it is clear to me also that social media has had a role to play in this, both the result and some of the fractions that we've got at the moment. And actually, that's in the interests of countries like Russia, which are stirring the pot.
Well, when you say Trumpian, what do you mean by that? What's been Trumpian about this process?
I mean a mendacity and a lack of veracity and lies told to the electorate. I mean a pandering of immigration rhetoric, anti-immigration rhetoric, and brute racism in the population. I mean a lack of leadership on fundamental issues of democracy, civility, in an enlightened kind of mature democracy. All of that has been swept aside. That is what is Trumpian. And it's a populist nationalism. This is no joke here in the continent of Europe. It's extremely worrying. It's very, very sad that the United States has had this problem over the last few years and that it's being mimicked and copied over here and spreading around the world. And it's challenging progressive parties on how to defeat it and how to stand up for it. And I say that, of course, as an ethnic minority, a black MP, proud of my African and Caribbean heritage, but absolutely proud to be a British English Member of Parliament born in this country.
I've been traveling around the UK since we've been here and have been in the Midlands, which is a part of the country where you'll find a lot more people who are more than happy at this point to leave the European Union. Do you think that some of the frustration that people have that this process has gone on for so long may lead the UK to make a decision that may not be in its long-term best interest, but people just want to be done with it? And even those who may have voted to remain now are just ready to be done with the whole Brexit process, even if that means leaving.
On the government's own analysis, we will see a drop in growth of 8% in the Midlands and 11% in the northeast of this country. That is a bigger drop in growth than we saw during the recession that followed the 2008 crash in our economy. What we have coming to constituencies like mine in London, a traditionally black constituency, like a sort of area of New York, like Harlem or the Bronx, I'm afraid is the kind of poverty that we see in parts of downtown America. And what we've got coming to places like the East Midlands and the Northeast is the kind of poverty and despair that you see in parts of the Rust Belt. That is what this government are importing to this country. And they're doing it because, yes, if you're moving money around and you're into the sovereign wealth fund business, you're going to make a lot of money. And there are a lot of conservatives like Jacob Rees-Mogg who will benefit from this chaos. But let's be absolutely clear. The ordinary people who've been sold a pup by populist nationalists, told that this is because of immigrants, that immigration will come down, will now found, one, that immigration won't come down because when we go to do a trade deal with India and the Chinese, they will get the visas they want, and actually immigration will rise. But worse than that, the manufacturing that is the heart of the northern parts of this country will disappear. The car manufacturers will go because they will now be paying tariffs between our country and the European Union. Things will get pricier and jobs will be cut as a result. So I'm afraid the future is very, very bleak for the sorts of parts of the country that I'm deeply concerned about working people and how they provide for their families over the months and years ahead.
Let me finally ask you a question that has nothing to do with Brexit, because we've talked to you a number of times on the show. I know that you lived in the United States for some time in your life in both Boston and San Francisco. When I come to London, one of the first things that I have to do is have great Indian food, because it's the best I've ever had. When you go to the United States, what's the first thing that you like to do that you can't get here?
I find the best diner in town. Now that's not usually a big fancy name. It's right. A quiet diner where you can get a great burger and fries, where you're sort of sitting at the tabletop, and you know, that's what I look out for when I'm in, the States.
Well, next time you come to the States, we'll take you out for a burger and fries at a good diner. David Lammy, great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
David Lammy, a Labor Member of Parliament. We've been speaking with others as well. You can find all our coverage at hereandnow.org.